Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This hour is presented by Key Marine, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. It's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt.
Well, good morning, Jenna, and good morning, Pensacola. Oh, man, I tell you, it is Friday, that's for sure. And you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. You may want to jot that number down because I think I'm going to try to give something away today. And you may want to jot that number down so you could call or text your answer if you have it. Here in just a little bit, I'm going to do a little trivia question for you. And we're going to give away a Key Marine t-shirt. And those are some nice t-shirts that they have out there. And a nice Yamaha chamois that they have, so you can dry your boat off after you clean it up and everything. So you can get you a t-shirt and a chamois today, and you have to run out there to Key Marine and pick it up, and they're more than happy to give that to you and talk to you about your boat. We are sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. They're located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center. Special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury motors. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha product. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook for any kind of specials they may have, that kind of thing. They have consignment sales sometimes. And I also like to mention they have trailers available to pick up your boat. They have a bunch of trailers out there, triple axles, tandems. They can pick up your boat and bring it to the shop. They can do services at the boat ramp sometimes for you, depending on the service, but they also can go to you. They can go to your marina, your home, to help you out with services there as well. So check out Key Marine out there on Bower Road. Give them a call, 850-492-0487, and set up your service that you may need on your boat. You might want to get it picked up and taken to Key Marine, or you might want them to come to you. So they do some great service stuff out there. And I got a lot of students working out there. A lot of students, previous students. I got to get in the habit of saying previous students, trained technicians from George Stone Technical College, working at Key Marine and other locations throughout our area. And I just love to say that when I have these students working out in field, out in our industry. And to get to that, I'm the Marine instructor over at George Stone. And we'll talk a little bit about George Stone. George Stone Technical College, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. You can try to call them at 850-941-6200. But I highly recommend you go to that chat feature that we have on the webpage, and you can go to that chat feature. It's easier to get a hold of an instructor. Maybe you need to talk to the counselors, or maybe you need to talk to our financial aid office. If you go to that chat feature, somebody monitors that, and they will get back to you either by phone call or email or text or what have you. They make it pretty convenient through that chat feature. I've heard a lot of times, and I don't know if this is good or bad to say this on the air, but that phone number is really hard to get a hold of people for some reason, because everybody's so busy, and sometimes phone calls take a few days to get back. So I highly recommend that chat feature. Remember that we have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. We also have VA and Pell Grants available. So get up there and check out George Stone. You can come by and talk to the counselors in person, or check out that chat feature. So we're more than happy to talk to you about your needs at George Stone Technical College. So we are in, I'm going to call it week one, because last week we only had 2 days of students. So now we finished the whole week with students, a full class, Jenna. We have a full class. I've got a waiting list. We're working on that waiting list right now, trying to get more students, to get more students in. And what I'm going to do is the 1st of September, I'm going to put some more students in. I'm going to jam my class up a little bit with more bodies of more people to because I feel the need this year to get people trained up and out into the field. There's a lot of pressure on us nowadays to get people out into the field. The marine industry is so strong. I just got off the phone with a service manager at a dealership over just across the Florida line over in Alabama, looking for technicians, not looking for one, looking for several technicians. And I'm trying to work out some arrangements there to get a student co-opt over at that location. And I'm constantly talking to people. So if you're interested in the Marine Service class, go on that chat feature, go to the website. My cell phone is actually in the contacts. You can call or text me there too. And we can set up a tour. You can come by and talk to me. I did two or three tours last week. I got a couple set up for this coming week where people are coming by and talk to me about the Marine Service class. So we're way busy. I'm telling you, it's crazy how many people we have in that building. I think this is one of the better years that we've seen at Georgetown, not only in my class, but all the classes around that college are full. It's a lot of people on the campus, and I'm telling you, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, and we are just moving ahead. I had Lydia Henderson came down to my class last night, and she was talking to my students. She's in charge of the WIOLA program at our school, and I've had her on the air here before, and she was telling the students that we haven't taken a breath since we started. And she was saying, we've been wide open and all the programs are wide open throttle. So I'm telling you, it's just a good time to get trained up into a new career field, whether it's Marine Service or any other classes that we offer out there at Georgetown Technical College. Again, this is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can call or text that number, and I'm more than happy to answer your questions. Maybe you have a comment about your boat. Maybe you just need a little advice. Maybe you're going to buy a boat and you're interested in buying a boat. Right now, I'm telling you this too, boats are hard to come by. So if you're in it to buy one, whew, man, they are not out there because the supply and demand. Basically, if you're wanting a new boat, you have to order it and wait a few weeks to get it in or more, maybe a few months. Engines are hard to come by right now because the marine industry is so wide open. And it's just it's hard to get things right now for some reason. We're having a difficult time doing that. I had Jeff Kilgore from Mercury Marine was in our class on Tuesday. He loves to come by and when I get a new class of students and talk to my new students along with the students that I already have in the class. And I love it when Jeff Kilgore comes by my class and talks to my students. He spent 3 hours the other day. I just sat at my desk and listened to Jeff talk to my students for 3 hours. I hope they don't dock my pay for that. You know, but he came in and taught my class a little bit and talked to him about the Mercury online training and the career path that Mercury offers people, my students, potential employees coming out of my classroom, the career path that they can follow through the Mercury Marine website and that kind of thing. And it kind of helps my new students understand a career path, a starting career path. And it helps to my students that's already been in there, my senior students, to continue to know that there's a career path out there for them and that people like Jeff Kilgore from Mercury Marine, Jeff Crane from Yamaha Marine are there for them in the classroom, at our school, and then when they leave and transition to the field. So that's so very important for my students to hear that. And I just enjoy the times that they come by and talk to my class. So thank you, Jeff Kilgore. I know I thank them guys all the time, but I'm telling you, Jenna, I appreciate the support that I get from not only from the manufacturers, but from the dealers in our area, the people that support our class, that make contact with me, the ones that hire my students, the ones that come by and talk to my students about hiring them and those kind of things. It's just a wonderful time for us in the Marine Service class right now. And I'm telling you, we're just running on a big old wave right now, just and enjoying the time that we have and making the best of it and trying to train people up. So that is what we are doing at Georgetown in the Marine Service class. So I tell you what, you want to give something away? Let's give away that t-shirt and chamois. Let's see if we got anybody that can answer our question for us. And here is the question, and I'm gonna give you a if you can get within 50 of this number without, I'm gonna say 50 without going over. Okay, let's do that. That's gonna make it more fun. Okay, all right. So here's my question: how many Yamaha outboard locations are there in the United States as of 2021? How many Yamaha outboard locations are there in the United States as of 2021? You can text that answer to 850-437-1620. You can call that answer into that same phone number, 850-437-1620. I like the text, believe me, I do, but I like talking to people too. So either way, give us a call or a text and see if you can answer that. You're going to win a Yamaha chamois and a nice Key Marine t-shirt, and that is a really nice looking shirt. You'll like that shirt, and you have to just run out there to Key Marine and grab it. How many Yamaha outboard locations are there in the United States as of 2021? So call or text that in, and I'm more than happy to give that away for you, or Key Marine is, or willing to donate that and give it away, and we're more than happy to do that. So when I get new students, I have four brand new students, and as I talked about last week, they're younger people, and that's a good thing. We have people, my students are ranging from I think around 18 just out of high school all the way up to in the 23, 24 range, 20 of years of age range, and that's a good thing. And I get a kick out of the new students when they come in because they're so full of questions and things like that. And two of my students right now, both of them have boat issues, motor problems on their boats, and it's fun to talk to them about. They want to ask questions right away. Hey, Mr. Schmidt, my boat is doing this or doing that. What do I need to do to fix it? You know, and it's kind of funny because we're not to that point yet, you know, and we're just getting started. We're learning about safety and tools and things like that, but they're all excited about jumping in and troubleshooting an engine, you know, right away, that kind of thing. And I like that excitement, but I don't let that happen in my class. What we do is we try to work them up step by step until they get to that point. And when I tell them, I say, okay, when we get to that point where you're able to, you can start looking at engines and things like that, then you can bring that boat in and we'll take a look at it and see what's going on. But it's kind of funny to me because they come up with all kinds of solutions to fix these motors and stuff and ask so many questions about it. And their minds are going so quick, you know, and try to get them settled down and understand the troubleshooting process and that kind of stuff. You know, it's just, it's fun to interact with the newer students and then watch them interact with the students that have been in my class. I got maybe not funny. I don't know. So I've got a student that's fresh out of high school. I'm not going to give his name out or anything because this is kind of comical to me. I have policies in my classroom about phones and things like that. And this student on his phone. And so I'm constantly working on that phone problem that I have with this new student, younger student coming into my class. I'm going to talk about that. It looks like we've got a question or an answer to the question here. Let's see what this answer is. And the answer help me with the name, if you will, Jenna.
That's Jacques.
Jack, okay. And he says 112 Yamaha outboard locations. And he's a little bit low. So
really?
That is not the correct answer, yes. And we're talking about the United States. How many locations are in the United States, outboard locations in the United States? 112 is a little bit low. So we appreciate that. And that's a good guess,
okay,
but
so
that is not the answer.
So we need y'all to, like, come on, get with those bigger number guesses.
Get a little bit bigger numbers on it. And I also have some other numbers here I'm going to go over once we determine what the number is on the Yamaha stuff, because I find this stuff very interesting. So it was funny, Jenna, that, you know, I have to teach. I want you to think about this. And sometimes you have, when you work with students and try to transition them, not only from our classroom to the industry, but think about this. Transitioning younger students from high school into our college class. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's another transition. you know, because the things in high school are way different when you come to my class. Because in my class, when you come there, you are responsible for your the knowledge that you're gaining and the tasks that you have to do, and it's guided to a certain point, but you have to take some ownership of it, right? And I've kind of with this younger student, and I see this with younger students that are coming out of high school into my class, they sometimes have this phone problem. It's like they're attached to their cell phones, you know?
Right.
So immediately I'm having to try to fix that issue. And we did What Did You Learn last night. You know, I do that on every Thursday night. And the comment that the younger student had was he learned a couple things. And one of the things that he learned that our class is way different than high school, and he needs to learn how to stay off his phone, you know? So we taught him something, right? And then also he learned some things about safety and corrosion. He knew about corrosion and how it affects engines and boats and things like that. So that was awesome also. So, we're trying to help no matter the age, no matter where you are in life, you can come to my class, and we're going to do the best we can to help you and train you up into whatever it is. If you want to be a technician in the field, if you come in as a hobbyist, those kind of things. I had a gentleman call me the other day, and the first thing out of his mouth was, "I'm probably too old to be in your class, but I would like to know about it." Okay? And, you know, hey, I'm kind of old. You know, I'm kind of old, and I don't think I'm too old to do a lot of things, but some things I may be. But I tell people this, you're never too old. You're never too young to get an education. And this gentleman, we started in a conversation, and I kind of chuckle when people say that. You know, I may be too old to get in your class. That's not the case. We can get you in the class, and then once you get in there, we're going to figure out how we can train you up or meet your needs. This gentleman is 68 years old, and he's interested in my class as a hobby. And I talked to him and explained things to him and got him set up to where he can come by and talk to our counselors and ask him if he wants to come do a tour of the class. That kind of thing. I've had them, Jenna, all the way up to up around 72 years old, 73 years old in my class.
I love that.
Yeah. And, you know, I like it because it gives a mix of people, right, in the classroom. So you get a way big perspective, a different perspective on so many things. Technology. You get somebody that's in my class that's 73 years old, and the technology we have today versus what we had back then, totally different story, you know? So it's fun to watch older people, older students interact with younger students who've never knew what a landline was in their house, right?
Oh, my goodness.
And you got a guy in there that's cranking his phone to call somebody, you know? And
no,
it's just amazing
crazy.
To see that. Yep, yep. Let me give that question out again. Let's see if we can get some interest on this thing. How many Yamaha outboard locations are there in the United States as of 2021? Call or text 850-437-1620 is the number. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. And we want to know how many Yamaha outboard locations are there in the United States. These are servicing locations for outboards, Yamaha outboards, in the United States as of 2021. And we had a answer earlier. It was 112. That's way low. So I'm going to give you that little clue.
Okay.
That is way low.
Well, we have Jody. Jody is on the phone. Jody, do you have the answer for Stefan's question?
No, I had a question of my own.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm looking at smaller outboards. And the NADA Blue Book values are running about half what the sellers are asking usually. And I'm wondering if you could kind of help me out with that or how I could educate myself to make a wise purchase. I'm looking at a 13-foot Boston Whaler, it's a 84. A year model, they're asking $6,500, and the Blue Book says 3,000 tops. Just was wondering how this works nowadays.
Yeah, what I would highly recommend that you do is I'm telling you, call Key Marine because they're going to be your small motor outlet, okay? 850-492-0487. Call them and talk to them and ask them about the motors they have in stock. Sometimes they have some stuff in there that's older, not necessarily not used, but an older year model that's new that's a good avenue for you. As far as the pricing on the NADA pricing, you know, Mercury, Yamaha, the dealers, they have a set price or a price that they try to sell these motors for, but some locations have incentives to sell motors, and they can give the customer a better deal if they are a loose engine dealer, which is like what Key Marine is. So I would recommend calling out there and talking to Key Marine on that, and they may have something in stock. If you haven't called them yet, give them a call and at least talk to them. They're going to give you information on the phone and talk to you about that pricing and stuff and let you know why you may be seeing this higher prices at different locations. But that's going to be your best avenue. Go ahead.
It's not just the motor, it's the boat. The whole boat with the motor.
Okay, are you trying to find a boat and a motor? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yes, the whole outfit.
Okay. Get with them also. I mean, but if you, a lot of times you can look on online. There's several different places online to find boats like this. If somebody has a whaler that size, chances are they're going to want some high dollar on that, because whalers are very popular. And they're almost collector items, so they're kind of hard to find, the older whalers. But you know, maybe you can find a boat and then repower it also. So that's the way, kind of the avenue to look at. I hope I've answered your question. You know,
thank you so much.
Yes, you're sure welcome. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I thought she was just talking about having just a motor, but she's looking for an entire package. Also, I can add to this, maybe look a little further north. Up in the, you know, in the freshwater areas, you may have a little better trying to find something, a little better luck trying to find something in the freshwater areas. Whalers, typically that size, you're going to see them. You can see them up on lakes and things like that, but you're going to see them also in the saltwater areas as well. Whew, those are hard boats to find. They are great boats to have, and people love them older boats, the older whalers, and they do definitely hold their value for sure. So a lot of people repower those boats with brand new motors. So that's definitely a good boat to have. So we have David on the line here. David, we'll take your call.
Hey, good morning, Stephan. Love your show.
Doing great. Appreciate you calling.
Yes, sir. I'm going to take a shot at your dealership question at 425.
Way low. Way low. Yep.
Oh,
that is also,
oh, okay.
We're talking in the United States, so okay. The dealers in the United States. So that is a low number.
Okay, buddy.
I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I'm sure trying to give that stuff away here. I didn't think that question was gonna be that hard, but you know what, Jenna, here's what I think.
What?
I think my listeners don't cheat.
I'm very proud.
They don't look on the internet, right?
Good.
That's
don't.
What's going on.
That's good.
They've been listening to me talk about my class and how important, you know, it is to learn things. So they're not cheating on me and going online and trying to find this answer. I think that's what's happening.
Well,
so
I'm very proud of them for not.
I am too. Good job, listeners. They're going to get an A this week.
Yes, that's right.
Yep, they all get an A. So again, the question: how many Yamaha outboard locations are there in the United States? We got a minute or so left, maybe a couple minutes. How many Yamaha outboard locations are there in the United States as of 2021? These are servicing dealers. So how many are there in the United States? You can call us at 850-TEXAS, 850-437-1620 is the number. Call or text. But we are running down on time again, aren't we, Jenna?
We are. So we have another stab at the number. Jacques, he decided to try one more time. Is it 2,100?
2,100 is, let me look at that number again. There you go. That is a winner, because here's the answer
enough?
To that.
Okay.
Before, yep, right on. It's, you're 49 low. So it's 2,149 locations in the United States.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Very
340
good.
Locations in the state of Florida, which is 15% of all outboard locations in America. Thank you so much for that answer. Go by Key Marine out there on Bower Road, or give them a call at 850-492-0487 and set that up. Thank you for listening. We're out of time, but I will be back next week. We appreciate the calls and the comments today. Thank you.